7, Martin Luther King Day, time once again for Living in Sin. Once again for Living in Sin. I had something funny to say, and you know, I've completely lost it. So we're kind of here today, here now, having some technical difficulties once again.
Yes.
So Hick, if you happen to be listening and we're not sounding proper, please give us a call. I am your host, Largo, the host who likes toast. Off to my immediate right is.
Am I still to your immediate right?
Well, not now that I've turned.
Okay.
And I can hear you through the speakers, which means we are hearing you, so
yes,
at least that's not an issue.
Okay, so we're no longer deaf. Sanguinist, just trying to figure out the mysteries of electronics.
Yes, it's the central irony of Living in Sin. We're supposed to be all light leak hackers and shit, and we can't figure out technology to save our lives. And now to my immediate right, since I've turned, is
the boy going, well, the technology was around when I was born.
Yeah, it's funny that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so since I don't hear your.
That would be the phone.
I was going to say, since I don't hear your cell phone ringing, that seems to indicate that we're okay. Then, of course, his cell phone starts to ring. So, well, probably, because I can't really hear me through the speakers, but we could hear him through the speakers, implying that he's probably very loud. So, we're currently receiving our new technical data on this battle station from the Hick. Once again, we're here. We're trying to fix this shit as fast as we can, and we're probably failing miserably. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's, we didn't. Want to do a little soft shoe real quick? Yeah, well, I'd prefer you don't do the one that comes out of your ass, because you are a weapons-grade material that the UN really ought to be investigating.
Oh, well, I'm banned in several countries.
Yes, but that was probably because of those incidents. They really had nothing to do with the stuff coming out of your ass. They had something to do with things going into your ass, at least in one instance. No, you just held that uncomfortable lump of metal in your ass. Yes. It explains quite a bit, actually. And again, I do apologize to the, it was 3 at last count, and probably we're down to 1 by now. No, my God, we're still holding at 3. Impressive. 3 listeners that we're really kind of just killing time right now while we try to figure out what the hell is wrong with our soundboard. There is a possible excuse.
Well...
Oh, Oh, well, I guess we can get that out of the way real quick. Like, we have not, to the best of my knowledge yet, set up the LIS account at Gmail. So if you've got something you want to say, send me a little note at largo621@hotmail.com. That's LARGO621@hotmail.com. Tell us how much we suck. We would love to hear from you. Yes, yes, there is. Putting you back in the other port. So, yes. Okay, well, our possible explanation for our latest bout of technical difficulties is that over the weekend there was a massive power surge that ripped through the region and caused our beloved computer, Hal, to go... So...
Okay.
Well, he's working fine now.
All right, the idea right now, for those of you who are paying attention, who's not the person I'm supposed to be talking to, is that I was supposed to do some adjustments to the board and then see how things go from there. So now that I've said what I'm going to say, you guys keep talking and I'll get the feedback.
Yes, so as I said, Hal had a little seizure. He seems to be working okay now, but...
yeah, speaking of technology being assholes...
Yes?
The car dealership, Gresham Advanced Auto Parts, decided to put on their, you know, Freddy Krueger sticker.
Oh, yes, I had actually heard from another individual that almost wrecked because of this. Oh.
My eyes track motion.
Wow, see, somehow, when I drive, I am just completely and utterly oblivious because I didn't even notice this.
Yeah, right across the clouds, I'm like, wait, that's something moved. Is that a bag? Was it a giant white bat? What the fuck was that? So my eyes look up, I go, Wait Road.
Huh?
He is talking. Wait Road. Wait Road. Unless they can't hear me either.
I'm getting that impression that apparently I've been talking to myself as far as the audience is concerned, because the boy has been telling a story and nobody can hear him.
So apparently the right channels are all dead.
Right. Okay, so do you want to start that story
again,
boy? Yes. As he slowly undoes the Velcro around the microphone lines. Live radio, ladies and gentlemen. Live radio.
It's kind of good now.
Feel it. It permeates your cells.
So you've been talking to yourself. Interesting. Anyway, what I was saying previously was the Freddy Krueger signal at our local whatever the hell auto dealership.
Is the Saturn dealership?
I believe so, yes.
The Saturn dealership.
But yes, the wonderful whiteness just attracted my eyes because, much like Dex and his native kin, I attract motion.
You attract motion, or you are attracted to motion.
Attracted to.
So, sort of like a little T-Rex.
Yes, aww. One might say.
A baby little T-Rex with some little arms.
And for those of you who can't actually see it, I just struck a very silly pose, and I apologize to those who did see it.
Although it sounded more like, you know, I don't know.
Well, we said a little T-Rex.
But that doesn't sound like a T-Rex at all.
No, it actually...
Tiny pterodactyl, maybe.
tiny little Gojira.
Either that or a penguin with a suppository jammed up its ass.
I know one of those.
The sequel to Happy Feet, anyway.
Okay, so I'm assuming we're all able to be heard
right
now.
Right now we're all able to be heard. He says he knows what happened to the machine, but I didn't feel like going through it in the middle of the show.
Well, so technically we'd be doing it at the beginning of the show, but...
It might take to the middle.
Everybody can hear us now. We're fine.
Okay, so we can actually progress forward with the stuff we were supposed to be talking about.
Yeah, so we're going to stay the course, so to speak.
And speaking of staying the course, wouldn't that happen to be our first topic?
What a way to steer into it.
See, it's magic. Segway. Live radio. Gotta love it. Okay, so our first topic is the new way forward in Iraq, which seems to bear a stunning resemblance to the old way
forward
in Iraq, which would be staying the course, which we're not doing, but we are.
More troops.
Yes, 21,000, if I'm not mistaken. Was that the number bandied about?
21 or 22.
So somewhere in that vicinity.
Now, are they infantry or are they actual, you know, teaching?
No. See, it would have made sense to send more people to do the whole training thing.
So they're infantry.
So, yes.
Yes.
And more importantly, these people who are being sent into Baghdad, which apparently President Bush thinks is the only region of Iraq where people are necessary, are being sent into Baghdad and the Anbar province, the other hotbed of insurgent activity, or is that the Al-Qaeda region? I'm sorry.
I think that's the Al-Qaeda region.
Yes.
Insurgents stay in Baghdad.
Insurgents are in Baghdad. Al-Qaeda is in Anbar.
Yes.
Aren't they the same?
Women are from Venus and men are from Mars. That's
right. Now, the fun thing is, in order to accomplish these numbers that the... I was going to call him the monkey in chief, but I'm actually thinking he's proving to be a little too dangerous to be calling a monkey. So from now on, at least in my book, he's Darth W.
Ask Charlton Heston about monkeys and their dangerousness.
Get your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
Of course, there's always the option of asking Charlton Heston now about monkeys. That could get interesting. Anyhow.
Yes. We'll just steer clear of that conversation entirely, please.
Yeah,
so
next week.
Yes, the whole thing about putting this many troops into a phone call.
We're stored in a phone call.
Let us the fuck out.
Well, the point I'm slowly gearing this massive warship toward would be that we are pulling people out of Afghanistan, where the actual people responsible for 9/11 were, and if that's still the justification we're attempting to use to prop up this sagging monstrosity that the Iraq War has turned into, doesn't that seem a little counterproductive, since we've not yet entirely secured Afghanistan?
That would seem to be a difficulty.
And if I get my reports right, which is a little sidebar here, apparently during
not an Anbar.
Not an Anbar sidebar.
Or an Akbar.
It's a trap.
Telling me.
The whole justification handed to the media in the briefing before the president's speech last Wednesday was, if you knew what we know, you would be standing behind us on this.
How about tell us?
How about we ask the question, do you know what you think you know? 'Cause
do you know what we know?
Yes.
The last time we looked, the track record for this administration so far as knowing things is sorely lacking.
Yes, there's that.
What to do in a crisis?
Sit there and read a children's book and look stunned. Okay, the place I was going to earlier when I sidetracked myself was that Al-Qaeda, if I'm not mistaken, according to any reliable intelligence report, is actually gearing up for a massive surge of their own in Afghanistan, and this is the right time to pull all our guys, well, not all our guys, pull a significant amount of our guys out and leave the other ones flapping in the wind.
Of course. I mean, that just makes sense. I mean, why would you want to defend something that you're trying to defend? That would be counterintuitive, and by being counterintuitive, we will outsmart the enemy, because they would never expect us to pull this ploy.
Yes, they'll look at you and go, what are you doing? They've got to have some kind of cunning plan, because they can't possibly be this stupid. No. We call in military intelligence an oxymoron for a reason, kids.
See, the worst part is, it's not military intelligence.
No,
that sucks.
It's not.
It's the higher upage intelligence.
Yes.
This is the political arm moving the military arm in a direction the military arm, if it had its way, would not be going.
Yes, because Bush will just continue to fire generals if they disagree
with the line.
Yeah.
Yes.
However,
I am listening to your opinion until it differs from mine.
I am listening to my opinion.
Yes, essentially.
If I wanted yours, I'd have given it to you.
Yes,
and
exactly. I gave it to you. You disagreed with me. You're out.
Yes. Apparently, you did not pass the reading proficiency exam from the No Child Left Behind. I give you the piece of paper, and you read it back to me, and then the reporters.
So, okay, we had a direction we were going in, a new way forward, one might say. And
just turned us right around back to where it started.
Yeah, strange how that worked.
The end is the beginning, and the end is the beginning.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. Yesterday, you gave us a quote from a certain work of fiction that bore a stunning resemblance. Do you happen to remember?
Was it a quote, or was it paraphrasing?
It may have been paraphrasing, but it sounded almost like a quote.
Oh, the whole necessity of having the enemy?
Yeah.
To continue things forward and to pacify the population, as seen in 1984, or The Wanting Seed, or, I don't know, any good conspiracy theory.
It was the 1984 one that you were gearing heavily toward.
Yeah. I just can't quite manifest it again. I probably should have written it down.
See, this is the danger of planning your show a day before you do your show, because sometimes those really good quotes that you come up with while you're planning just kind of drift right out of your ear.
But generally, what I was saying was along the lines of, yes, if you have a perpetual enemy in which to siphon off the undesirable portions of your population, usually known as the poor, then you can maintain the power structures you desire.
Yeah,
of course, in this point, we're not really getting rid of the poor, we're getting rid of the intelligent.
Yeah, there's that.
Which means maintaining power structure equals suck.
Well,
the power structure will stay. Economy, productivity.
Check me here. Our economy, not in all that great a shape right now.
Because smart people are leaving.
Well, that might have something to do with rampant spending the government is currently in.
And then,
now there's going to be tax cuts! Tax cuts!
Yes, the Republican Party. The fiscally conservative party!
Really?
No, they've been hijacked. I mean, I'll admit it, they've been hijacked.
Yes, because despite the fact that we sometimes come off as screaming liberals on this show, realistically, only one of us is a screaming liberal. the boy is more or less politically neutral insofar as he can't tear himself away from World of Warcraft long enough to care. And
that's not true.
I don't know.
I don't think either side has it right. I'll be honest, whatever gets the job done.
Oh, okay, yeah, you are neutral.
Neither side gives you an idea? You're kind of...
I'm an independent.
Yeah.
I'm going to take what I like and leave the rest. Unfortunately, it keeps following me.
And Ashen Warrior, were he here?
He should be. This is the part that confuses me.
I thought he had to go put in time at the slave labor area where
he is. That's right.
Yeah,
okay.
So he is not with us tonight, but he actually considers himself a card-carrying moderate conservative, if that isn't a contradiction in terms.
Oh, no, you can have a moderate conservative. They just tend to ossify as they age. I mean, it's just a simple matter, but you can have a moderate conservative.
But I think we've, again, managed to completely sidetrack ourselves.
Well,
because
we keep surging all over the place without any direction or plan.
Again, sounds awfully familiar, doesn't it?
Yes.
And the fun thing is, what?
I said the next thing we'll do is make a shirt. It's a type of sewing machine, a serger.
Ah, oh, see, okay, yeah. Me,
really out
not
there. Anyhow.
Well, I'm really technologically illiterate. But God damn it, I had a point.
I'm sorry.
That's
I
okay.
Off guard.
Oh, I know what it was. This 2,000 or 21,000 troops being thrown in is as far as the president's speech goes. It seemed to come off as this is something new, something different, something we haven't done before, and will work. Except that we've done it 5 times already.
Yes, there's that.
And check me here, Batman. Those previous times didn't really do anything other than raise the death toll.
See, much like, you know, in the industry where I work, the more bodies you throw at a problem, that doesn't really solve the problem. You need a certain number of bodies and then a certain amount of intelligence.
Well, and see, the intelligence said we needed all of these bodies 3 years ago.
Yes.
When they could have done some good.
Yes, there is that.
Welcome to a quagmire.
As opposed to a montage. When you need a problem that you can't solve, you need a quagmire.
Yes. Now, the conspiracy nuts out here, and admittedly, I'm skirting the fringe with them on this one, do seem to think that this surge might indeed have a purpose. We call it a smokescreen.
Yes.
Because, and maybe it's entirely unfair for me to focus on one or two lines out of the president's speech that just struck me as a little odd in the broader context, but he seemed to put this little bit in there about Iran that struck a nerve with me. And, again, the conspiracy guys are pointing to the fact that he sent aircraft carriers and Patriot missiles into the region, and realistically, both of those things are kind of useless in Iraq, but they would be damned handy for doing something like, striking nuclear facilities in Iran if we can manage to get them, provoke them to do something with us. And how would we go about provoking Iran? Do you think something like invading one of their consulates and taking 2 people out of it by, you know, and claiming that they are providing weapons to the insurgents. Do you think that might maybe just provoke them just a little bit?
Depends on how much they don't like us.
Now, I'm hoping that they're a little smarter than that and they will not be provoked. And it's kind of being borne out by the fact that we haven't had any embassies attacked or anything, so hopefully maybe.
And the fact that the UN might just start busting our nuts.
Realistically, and again, I should clarify, I do stand behind the UN in theory. In practice, if the UN could have done anything to us, they would have done it a while ago, and I kind of wish they would have or could have. But, again, this is just the conspiracy nut in me coming out just a little bit. Oh, hey, liquid refreshment. Good, thank you. Kind of need this.
No, you don't.
Okay, need is perhaps a bit strong of a word. Boy, I like this.
Well, that is the last one of this batch, so just to let you know.
This is, of course, for those who can't see, which is anybody who's not sitting in this room right now, the last of Sanguinist's Imperial Stout.
Yes, the Imperial Oatmeal, yes.
Which I was damned fond of and am kind of sorry to see go.
Well, that's why you write down recipes, so that you can try to make them again later.
Yes,
but you're happy to help it go.
Oh, I was certainly happy to help it. It's kind of like I hate to see you leave, but I love to watch you go.
You were about to say, though, before that.
You're not talking about us. We're good.
No.
He's happy to see us leave. Just go. Get out of here.
I've been talking about the conspiracy theory that this whole thing is actually a smokescreen to cover poking the bee's nest that is Iran.
How many war fronts do we need?
Yeah, that's a very good question.
Didn't we learn anything from Hitler?
The simple fact of the matter is that if you come from Afghanistan and Iraq, it's actually only one front for you.
Except that you're getting poked in the ass from the places you just walked through?
Well, yes. Well, that would require you to pacify first if you're trying to conquer the whole world.
Oh, yeah. That does, just kicking back a couple of steps here, there's a point I did want to address when talking about our new way forward, is that the reason why it's going to work this time is because when we go clear a neighborhood in Baghdad, we're not going to walk away from it. We're going to leave guys there to make sure that the bad guys don't come back.
Really?
Does this strike me as... Does this strike anybody but me as common sense?
Yeah.
That's sort of like, you know, okay, building's clear. Permanently.
Okay, we're going to walk away now.
We're going to go 3 buildings down now. Nobody's coming in.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, they are following the classic model with, you know... Not saying that this falls entirely in line, but, you know, with cockroach extermination. You know there's only one guy who works at all in New York City. I mean, he's about to retire. I mean, they never get cockroaches in the buildings again. He comes in, takes care of them, and they never come back.
Doggone.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yes, right.
You drop one bomb, it's over.
Yeah, exactly. So,
depending on the bomb.
Let's not even go there, please.
No, we're not going there yet.
Let's not go there, please.
I know.
Well, they make some good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, the ones that remove oxygen entirely from the area?
Yes, I'm familiar with some of the nifty things we could see on future weapons.
That's not even off future weapons.
It could be.
The one I saw recently was the one that auto-calcs. Ooh, look, I fired it off 25 degrees off target, and it recalculates and goes on target. In air.
Spiffy.
At $250,000 a missile.
Spiffy.
Fired out of a fucking artillery cannon.
Spiffy. Nice to know where my tax dollars are going.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Better ways to blow shit up.
Things that should have made sense a while ago to go, wait a minute, we have these technologies and we didn't use this, oops.
Yeah.
Now, not to be just a continual mouthpiece for MSNBC, where I do tend to get bits of my news, large working chunks of my news, actually. But since we're talking about Iraq, this seems to be an appropriate moment to bring it up. Did you happen to catch any of the reports this week about the anti-RPG system?
Oh, yeah, the Israeli anti-RPG system.
Yes, the one that we're not using.
Yeah.
Because Raytheon has a $70 billion contract or something to build their own.
Yes, because it doesn't auto-load.
Except that they were standing right next to an auto-loader.
Yeah.
And that it's not battle-ready, despite the fact that it tested 98% effective.
Yeah, well... We'll see what happens with that later.
And there were memos that NBC News managed to acquire that basically were threatening letters from certain elements of the Army saying, drop this shit now or you're going to be sorry.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's nice that big business continues to serve mankind.
Just remember, never let the facts get in the way of a good story.
Yes, indeed. Just wanted to put that out there. Again, I don't think that our show is going to...
change the world?
Yeah, changing the world or really informing anybody of stuff that they couldn't have found elsewhere. But I felt I would have been negligent not mentioning this one because, and again, I do believe that the number, relatively speaking, of soldiers killed by RPGs is not it's not terrible. When you're talking about over 3,000 dead and only 100 of them or so had been killed by RPGs, statistically,
yeah,
it's not all that significant, but God damn it, that's 100 people.
Yes.
It's
yes,
the size of my high school.
There's
or
that.
About, you know, like three-quarters of my high school, anyway.
There you are. But yeah, no, well, there's always going to be something like this going on at some point. And we tend to adapt, absorb technologies much more quickly if we're at a larger scale conflict, but since this entire thing was supposed to be low-key and minor...
Yes, yeah. We were supposed to be greeted with flowers.
Yes, yes.
Oh, welcome, thank you, come on in. Have a lay, move along.
Have some flowers. Have this lay of violets. And now we're going to take you to dinner. Smell
yes.
your flowers. For those of you in the audience who don't get it, that's fine. You don't.
No. We are supposed to be an educational show.
Do research.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah, okay.
Send an email
to largo621 at hotmail.com explaining why this sentence makes sense.
Which
sense.
One?
Get it?
Yes,
sense.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Right.
Funny boy.
I do my humble best.
Yes.
Now, also, while we're on the topic of Iraq, I guess we can cover what I ran across earlier today. Unfortunately, I did not get a chance to do all the research I would have liked to have done, seeing as I have a job and have to do things. But Saddam's half-brother and several of his, I believe the phrase was co-conspirators was used, except that you really can't call them conspirators since it was kind of right out there in the public eye when they were doing it, but they have been hung.
Yes.
And the latest one to set off alarm bells for some people was the half-brother, while dropping down with the noose around his neck, was partially decapitated.
Yes. Which, of course, the first I heard of it was moments before the show, so that's about all I could say.
Yeah. And now... Supposedly, because I did catch this much out of the article, the quote was made that these gallows were made to international humane standards.
Oops, someone slipped.
Dude, do we have international humane standards for building gallows?
Yes.
They used to be used all the time, and in a lot of places they still are.
Yeah.
And also, the length of rope is supposed to be strictly calculated by body mass, et cetera, to do enough to do the job but not cause... people to be partially decapitated.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that's not to say that he didn't die quickly.
Oh, no!
This is to say that the audience probably had a moment of going,
yeah, holy shit! Now, I did run across somebody offering as a possible reason for this to have occurred was that supposedly this man had cancer and it may have weakened his... structure.
His body structure. Yes, and I keep mulling that over, but part of the calculation is weight.
Yeah.
And that you stop once you hit a certain speed, and most decapitations occurred when either it's just all a matter of too much acceleration.
Mm-hmm.
Too much acceleration, too much force. So if he had cancer, he'd weigh less than they thought. So somebody made the rope too long. That's
yeah.
the problem. Not so much, I think, that his tissues got all sorts of weak.
They just got disintegrated, that's all.
Or something. I mean, again, I am no expert on hanging folk. This may come as a shock to some of you. But,
you're out of practice. I mean, you know, you got your teaching degree. And
yeah, you know, I was away from the career for a little while.
Exactly. I mean, you're not teaching teenagers anymore who are always obsessing about how to string people up or something.
Yeah.
There's always at least one in the class, so I should know.
are we done with our Iraq corner? Anybody else have anything to add to this?
Sand?
There's plenty of sand there already.
Don't need more? Sure.
I don't think they need more.
No, I don't really have much more to add besides let's see what the next week brings.
Yeah. And by the way, guys, folks listening, I do want to mention... this show was never conceived to be the political diatribe that it has sometimes become, but
our hacker left.
Yeah, well, there is that. Dexter Douglas, our he's been bumped up. He's no longer our host because I guess I've stepped into that role. He is now our executive producer in charge of marketing and distribution. Translate that to he's the guy who pays the bills.
Yeah, he pays the bills and...
And supposedly posts this shit.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And we'll test that theory here in the coming weeks.
Yes. So, yeah, he was the guy who really steered this in any kind of technical direction whatsoever, because... Yeah.
As evidenced by the beginning of the show, watch us use electronic anything. Yes.
Scary with you in that secret lab you work in.
Well, I don't work with electronic. Which reminds me, I need to thank Athena for getting me the shirt based on last week's show.
Oh, yes, yes, the BioPirate shirt.
Yes, I haven't shown the boy.
We need to put a picture of that up somewhere.
Yes, exactly.
Because, damn, that was cool.
I have to put that thank you out there. There will be a picture at some point. Just pure inspiration and her futzing around on some sites on the interwebs, she managed to put the design together. So,
yeah, and it rocked.
Call it my Christmas present, which is great.
It was great. I loved it. So
yeah, good stuff.
Know, props to her.
Yes.
I don't know whether she's listening or not, but if she is, hi!
Yes, hopefully. And if not, I've been passing her the shows after we, you know, put them all together. And
yes, but it doesn't have the same effect as a live shout-out.
Yes, except for we'll catch her off guard weeks later.
Oh, yeah, I guess we're going to do
that.
Okay, so I guess that kicks us down to...
Stemming the tide.
Yes, your soapbox for the week.
Amniotic stem cells.
Yay!
All right. This brings into a classic word that when you're dealing with stem cells that may cause some people to be confused. Pluripotent.
Please clarify for us.
Which is basically to say confused. It's like when you have a room full of friends and you all want to get dinner and you want to order in. And you ask them, "Hey guys, what do you want?" And everybody goes, "Oh, that's pluripotent. Nobody knows what they want to be." Eventually, somebody may decide to turn into somebody who wants Chinese or something. But until that point,
we wouldn't know anything about this process.
No, not at all. And every once in a while, you get a tumor cell that decides to just throw everything out of whack and ask for Indian. But anyhow, that's an inside joke for whenever he listens to the show.
Yes.
So you have pluripotent cells. Embryonic stem cells are hideously pluripotent because most of the time they're at the point where you're at like 16, 64, you know, sum divisible by 2 to the n
mm-hmm.
number of cells. And eventually these have to become your liver, your skin, your eyes, your brain, hopefully.
Your spleen.
Or let us not forget the appendix. Because if you forget the appendix reminds you by getting all sorts of inflamed and infected.
Yes.
So, okay, that's what embryonic do. Now, embryonic stem cells have one small problem. They are hyperactive. They're the little kids of the whole stem cell society.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Yeah.
Are we there yet?
And
are we there yet?
Sometimes they go tumorous.
Ah, see, this is something I was actually unaware of.
Yeah, sometimes they go tumorous, which is the reason why we need to do more work with embryonic stem cells, because the fact they go tumorous partway through is important.
Just a little bit.
Really technical, but it's important. All right, embryonic stem cells. They are pluripotent, but not as much as embryonic. There's some things they don't turn into easily, like nerves, which is kind of one of those things we're really interested in.
Yeah, kind of, a little bit.
Okay. But you can do a lot of things with them, and they are not as likely to go tumors. Yay, we discovered stem cells somewhere that don't involve killing babies.
Except that they might.
There's a 1 in 200 to 300 chance of every time amniotic fluid is extracted... of causing a miscarriage, injury to the baby, the mother, or an infection.
And aren't those fun?
Uh-huh. Now, this is in fully westernized medicine. Now, if there becomes a market in the United States for amniotic stem cells because we don't work with embryonic stem cells...
I hear the black market calling.
Yes, exactly. I'm not saying necessarily that, you know, state-funded research institutions would do this, but... There's been times in which corporate's been known to do things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you've got stem cells that may involve harming a baby because you don't take it until they're like, you know, 5-6 weeks. So a lot of those functions are online now, kids, as opposed to whenever it's a ball of cells.
Yes.
So of course you have the big proponent idea of, well, while there's this threatened all that, well, we throw away the amniotic fluid anyways from amniocentesis. Yes, just like the extra embryos out of the fertility clinic. Somebody is going to get bent out of shape about this. And then you get into the bioethical issues of, and who has the rights to those cells? The child, the mother, or the clinic?
and stuff like that can become important when we get into legal aspects.
Especially, especially if for some reason in one line of stem cells, you know, amniotic stem cells, all of a sudden somebody rediscovers that gene that allows you to not produce excess cholesterol, which you could then have put into, you know, have put into your bone marrow and that sort of thing, and then all of a sudden your blood's cleaner.
Yeah.
Yeah, this, you know, there are things along these lines that, while you could have the problem with stem cells, it also gets into a problem of patenting issues and bioethics.
And all those fun things when we're on the cutting edge of science.
Yeah, which you don't have as, you have different ones, but you don't have as many as whenever you have discarded embryos from fertility clinics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that, you know, you don't have issues with that, because obviously we do, because they had to be morally legislated. Not scientifically, not technically, but morally.
Morally legislated, yes.
Because
aren't we glad we live in a country that legislates morality?
Yes, of course. It's lovely. But yeah, so that's my big thing on amniotic stem cells. They don't have as much potential, but they do have potential. They have a whole lot more potential than adult stem cells, which pretty much have the potential of, hey, it's an adult stem cell. What are you going to become, muscle tissue or skin? Which could be important for burn victims. I'm not saying it's not, but if you're looking for the one-stop shopping here...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but of course, while digging around on this, I came across large groups of people who are all touting it, going, see, we don't need embryonic.
Except that it's...
Yeah, from pro-life groups and et cetera, like that. And or other people who are not as technically aware who are going, okay... Well, this resolves the whole ethical problem. There are no ethical problems with this. None whatsoever. No, not a little. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was my little rant.
And realistically, you just proved me wrong. There was something on the show that they're not going to glean from MSNBC.
Oh, there you go. If you want to talk bioethics, feel free to email me. My name at Gmail. No, it's Sanguinist, not my name. Just in case.
Sanguinist at Gmail.
Yes, feel free.
Can they spell that?
Sanguinist at gmail.com. So, no, they can't.
See, he spells the difficult word and then muffs the simple one.
I've grown up with that problem all of my life.
Okay, our next topic. Where we're at 20 minutes to go. Oh, hey, we're actually doing
on
this
target?
Pretty much on target. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bizarre that. Oh. Something has to go wrong, man.
It did at the beginning of the show.
This will put us on time.
Yeah. Okay, next topic is something that takes a hard left turn from all of this serious ethical and moral discussion. This is just, well, simply entertainment, more or less. Peter Jackson apparently has been getting stiffed by New Line Cinemas. There was a contractual obligation that was put down that they would be paying him X amount of a percentage from the... I'm not sure if it was net or if it was gross
from
Fellowship of the Ring. But apparently they have not honored that. And not necessarily by saying, okay, here's the number and here's your percentage of it. The reason why they have not honored it is that they have apparently, or should I say allegedly, because we don't want to get sued here.
No.
They have allegedly cooked the books a little bit.
At least that's the assumption by the fact that they will not disclose the books. So.
Yes. And now Mr. Jackson, to his credit, has attempted to resolve this situation through discourse. He did not immediately leap onto the lawsuit bandwagon, as most people might have.
He's from New Zealand, you know.
Yes, yes he is. But apparently New Line has been doing their damnedest to ignore, lie, cheat, whatever. Which, again, you can't necessarily blame them. Lord of the Rings was a massive cash cow for them, so...
Yes, there's that.
But apparently, the talks have finally broken down to such a degree that Mr. Jackson was forced to initiate a lawsuit. Not necessarily saying, give me X amount of money. No, this lawsuit has been, let me see the books.
Yes, he's not asking for a monetary amount. He's asking for the accounting records. A lawsuit for accounting... I mean, that sounds... really civil, frankly.
Yeah, a little bit.
Considering some of the ones we've seen are for, you know, give me $10 million because you hit my car.
Or give me $12 million because I was stupid enough to spill coffee in my lap.
Yes, that one.
Which, realistically, we had debunked in an earlier show.
Exactly.
That may or may not be up. I don't know.
Well, I have it, so it's not gone.
Good. We can ensure that it gets up sometime.
Yes.
But anyway, Bob Shea, head of New Line Cinemas, has essentially used this as, now, I guess I should preface this with a little bit of information first. This has become a bit of a war of words out in the court of public opinion, because Mr. Jackson, in an attempt to kind of put a little bit of pressure on New Line, had come out onto the OneRing.net and made his statements about this case as it was.
My precious.
Yes, give him his precious. Mr. Shea has now stepped forward and put out his own statement, which essentially comes down to this. Peter Jackson's a dick. We're not going to work with him anymore, so any chance of him directing The Hobbit's now toast.
Toast.
Well, I was the host that likes the toast.
Yeah, there's that.
That's going to piss off a lot of people.
Yeah, you think? I'm one of them. Hi.
Yeah.
Because if anybody is going to direct The Hobbit, it damn well better be Peter Jackson.
Yes.
And I will be torn, I will admit this, because I have loved The Hobbit since I was Hobbit-sized. So wanting to see this as a film has been something, always been there. I've always wanted to see this. The Rankin-Bass animated thing was not all that spectacular.
No.
Now, is it the actual real name?
What?
Rankin-Bass?
That's the production company.
Yeah.
It sounds like rank ass. And
see, I didn't even go there.
Yeah, I was waiting to see if the boy was going to go there. Because
there's ass involved. Of course I'm going there.
Don't really need to know that much about your personal life, son.
Dick.
Anyway, so I will be torn. This is a film I have wanted to see
Dick
most
ass
of...
ass and torn. Okay, I'm done.
Now we've gotten out of serious.
This is a film I have wanted to see for most of my natural life.
You're trying very hard not to laugh, aren't you?
Yes.
Poor bastard.
So I will be hard-pressed not to go see it. However, I do feel a certain amount of loyalty to Peter Jackson. So if he is not the guy who directs it, I will really, really, really feel bad if I do go see it. So,
well, you know, if you want to see The Hobbit, I hear Meet the Feebles is like that.
Except not at all. Note, I do not owe Peter Jackson allegiance because of Meet the Feebles.
I figured as much.
For the record, Meet the Feebles is, I don't think it's his first film.
No.
But it's an early film. It involves Muppets and disgusting things.
Yes, disgusting things.
I have heard enough about this film that I do not need to see it. If you are curious, feel free. Drop me a note. Let me know just how bad it is.
Yes, okay. I'm sorry. I just had to interject that a little bit.
Yeah, well, essentially, that was my spiel.
Okay.
I'm firmly behind Peter Jackson on this one. I also feel a little bit bad because it's not like I look at Bob Shea and immediately think, dick. Because everything I've ever read about this guy, all the interviews I've seen, he seems like an okay guy.
Right.
But for him to step up and do this, and the way he did it is really what got me. In that statement of saying that Peter Jackson is a dick, it's like, yeah, he needs more than the $90 million we gave him. Realistically, if he was contractually you are contractually obligated to give it to him, yes! Yes, he needs it! Yes. Give it to him!
Yes.
You made the fucking deal.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's also, at one point I brought up, is entirely possible that part of what Peter Jackson's having a problem with is not so much that he's not getting the money, but who else got shafted.
Right, and if he's able to look at the books, he's going to be able to determine that, okay, yeah, wow.
You fucked him and him and
all
him
us New Zealand guys? You're trying to give us the shaft,
yeah.
Aren't you?
Oh, yeah, look at that. No. So, you know, that's why one theory, you know, as opposed to One Ring, I have one theory.
Yes, one theory to rule them all.
Got conspiracy.
No, the Grand Unified Theory. Got.
Mm.
Yeah. Where we try to put all the forces together and try to understand the universe.
Good luck with that.
At least that's the theory. I just still don't understand how the physicists are saying we're going to understand the universe once we put all the forces together.
I think they're slightly deluded on that one.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And of course,
there's the Triforce. You put them all together. And
okay.
There's Douglas Adams' theory on this whole thing that if you ever actually have the question and the answer to life, the universe, and everything, everything immediately is destroyed and replaced by something even more inexplicable. There's also the theory that this has happened several times.
Yes.
kind of like that theory.
Yeah, I like that theory,
too. It makes a lot of things work, really.
Yes, it does. It also allows you to have multiverses and all that sort of thing, which allows you to have really interesting comic book crossovers.
Yes, yes.
That's
neither here nor there.
What was that?
Or string theory.
You're familiar?
Oh, yes, I'm familiar with string theory insofar as I have watched the... It wasn't Sam Neill that narrated that one, was it?
Is that Everybody's Gonna Die?
No, that was a completely different one.
That's one of, like, the universes are like loaf of bread?
Yeah.
Elegant Universe, I think is what it was called.
Yeah, Elegant Universe, I can't remember what it was. That is versus Sam Neill, Everybody's Gonna Die.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But anyway, that's a topic for another time when we actually can do some research on it. So, done with our Lord of the Rings spiel, I assume?
Yes, we are.
Since that was mostly mine and nobody else's?
Well, except for the fact that I went, oh, yeah, I saw that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you certainly contributed, but I was the one that brought it up and said, hey, this is something I want to talk about.
Yeah, except for this is also one of those moments in which, fortunately, so far it seems to be clear-cut as to which side, you know, average people would be on.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you're hiding the accounting books. Why?
Seems to imply something shady.
Yes, more than little. So, yes. But beyond that, no, I don't have much else to say about the whole Lord of the Rings, except for I would love to see something about The Hobbit at some point. Have we fallen?
Yes. Apparently, we don't have a whole lot of...
The show needs Viagra.
Well, apparently we don't have a whole lot of Hobbit lovers out there. We lost half our audience.
Oh.
Of course, half our audience is two people.
Maybe they just had trouble connecting again.
Maybe.
Remember, I took an informal poll after the last one.
Well, that's true. This counter may not be entirely accurate.
No, it couldn't have been.
Because we, by the end of the show, had one listener, but we know we had at least two.
Yeah, we had at least two. So, yeah, no.
So maybe I'm sounding like a moron every time I say it to our two listeners out there.
Well, no, because they wouldn't know how many we have anyway.
It's also not like that would be the first time I've ever sounded like a moron.
And we're making our listeners feel special.
Yes.
Yes. And you are part of an exclusive club. You are elite.
You are real special. That's a nice way of saying something.
No, lad. That's us who are real special.
Yes, we are special.
That's what my mommy always told me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess that kicks us down to media consumed.
Yes.
So... I believe we had had our little subheading for Media Consumed is Raiders of the Lost Revenue.
Ooh, yes. This is just one of those moments in which I'm going to segue again, going, it's interesting.
Hollywood is out of ideas.
Same seven stories, just different characters?
No, not that. Same characters, same ideas. We're having the return of Indiana Jones. Rocky Balboa has already had the snot pounded into him, or out of him, or something. I haven't seen it.
Neither have I.
Rambo is coming back.
Well, after he, you know, did Rocky, he's got to do something else, man.
Yeah.
He needs the money.
Yeah.
And he needs to do...
Go ahead.
Hold on. Oh, yeah, there, came back. He needs to do Oscar, too.
Yeah, Oscar, the one Sylvester Stallone comedy that's actually funny.
Funny, there they are.
We'll be getting another Terminator, unfortunately, or perhaps fortunately. This one will be sans Schwarzenegger.
Oh, we are?
Yes.
I hadn't heard that as
yes.
good of an
idea. Yes, we are getting another Terminator.
Where the fuck are they going?
I don't know.
Are we going to jump to the future now and watch some of that shit?
I think that's the idea. But, I mean, after the shitstorm? The steaming pile of shit that was Terminator 3.
No, because shit's useful.
Yeah, it's true. You can use shit as fertilizer. That film really had no redeeming value whatsoever.
No?
After that one, I'm done. I haven't read any of the novels. I haven't read any of the comic books. I'm just done.
I don't even use the characters in games.
No. See, I avoided it completely because I was going, how, what, why?
Yeah, and
the next technological improvement is going back to solid metal form again, huh?
Yes, but it's a hot chick this time.
Right.
With a nuclear reactor.
Oh,
nuclear.
She's nuclear.
Yes, she's nuclear.
And she has bright blue beams that fire out.
Yeah, this film
her
just...
Her eyes?
Maybe. I didn't watch enough to know.
She had the big arm cannon thing she could do.
Oh.
The film sucked. There's really no way around it. It sucked.
I just wanted to make sure they weren't going.
They were crossing species with Terminator. Okay,
that's kind of exactly what they were doing.
You ever seen
the girl who played Blood Rain in an equally bad film?
I haven't seen equally bad film or Blood Rain.
Okay, because I'm just saying it's the same girl, and she just looked a hell of a lot better in Blood Rain.
Okay.
That's the one reason you may have possibly wanted to see Blood Rain, and
isn't that Yul Brynner?
Yeah.
No.
If you have an internet connection, you can see the important parts of that film.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
But yes, just small divergence for a moment, just to explain why I have so much venomous hatred for that film. Okay. The whole purpose of Terminator 1 and 2, the theme, the message, you might say, was that the future is not set in stone. You control your own destiny. Mm-hmm. You can make, you can change destiny. You can stand and spit in the eye of God, and you can make the future your own. Until Terminator 3, it says, ha, fooled you! You can't change anything, noob!
Well, that's the thing, is we don't want to have any kind of inspiring free roll stories anymore. But that's a whole other load of conspiracy. And yeah. We're now in media consumed, so
that's kind of where we were going.
Damn it, conspiracy keeps creeping into everything! It's a conspiracy!
The Illuminati gave us this script.
Reed Richards and Doctor Strange?
That
nah.
That's, haven't you noticed the giant floating eye in a pyramid that is now in the center of the room?
Oh, it's over there.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. It's right under the three-way bulb, yes.
Bow wow. So not the kind of thing I was thinking.
Where I was going is...
I mean, we had the whole dick and ass thing earlier. Gotta go there.
Dick well, ass and torn, yes.
Since we haven't said it in a while.
It's been a while.
Okay, I should probably get a reading. What's our closing songs?
Oh, yeah, let me look at that.
Because we're
8 minutes
slowly easing up on the end of our hour together.
I know you'll be sad to see us go, but enjoy the view.
But I'm bumped. Do we have any other bits of media consumed? I know we kind of cut off the whole rant about Hollywood having no new ideas. Because also, all the films that people are really looking forward to this upcoming year, most of them are sequels. So, yeah. Sequels or remakes. And guys, come on. There are new stories out there. Please, just take a little bit of effort. Go look for them.
But they're not guaranteed blockbusters!
Well, yeah, that's the whole point, is that Hollywood looks for things that have already been proven, because if the audience ate it once, they'll eat it again.
But the audience doesn't usually like to eat shit.
Yeah, I was about to say. I mean, they've already digested it, so that's...
People ate up the Da Vinci Code.
People also don't study mythology anymore.
People just don't realize a badly paced and mostly badly acted film.
No. Yeah, there's that, but they were thinking that there might actually be a true answer or something hidden in there.
Ah.
What was hidden in there was gullible people.
Conspiracy!
What's our runtime on our song?
A little under 4.
Okay, oh. So we've still got a couple of minutes yet to kill.
Yes.
Other media bits consumed. Boy, you got anything?
I started playing Command & Conquer again.
Oh, good! It's tearing you away from World of Warcraft, that thing that has devoured your soul for the last month. And by the way, kids, if you want to blame something for not having a Skype box, blame World of Warcraft.
No, blame
yes.
Sleep.
No.
I play D&D every Saturday night, so Sunday where I would have come over and done it, I'm tired.
Bullshit.
Not bullshit.
Bullshit.
Not bullshit.
Bullshit.
And for those of you who don't realize it, those two are related.
Yes.
Think so?
Just maybe.
Okay. Command & Conquer. New Command & Conquer. You want to say something about that?
Oh, right I now? Haven't touched it. It's not out yet.
But I mean, for the trailer.
Got lots of good talent. Lots of good graphics. Hope to fuck that, you know, the story doesn't suck.
That's always a hope.
I never finished Tiberium Sun. That's why I'm playing it again.
I never finished it either, so let me know how it ends, because I've got too much I have to do.
You play as Nod, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the only side to play as.
Yep.
Who wants to be the good guys?
I don't know.
Not me.
I mean, I got into a discussion last Friday about the fact that I love the Dark Crystal. The Skeksis are cool.
Okay, if our song is 4 minutes and some odd seconds long, we probably ought to kick into it now.
Just under 4.
Oh, just under 4? Well, mm-hmm. That'll give us time for a stinger.
Okay, sounds like a plan. So...
What's our closing theme, since it's kind
Kennedys.
Of... The Dead Kennedys?
Holiday in Cambodia.
Holiday in Cambodia. This has been Living in Sin. We thank you for your patronage. Please come again. Tip your H's.
to school for a year or two, and you know you've seen it all. That is cousin, and you'll go far back east, your tag don't crawl. Play a sneaky cat, separate your snacks on your five grand stereo. Bragging that you know how the niggas feel cold and the sun's got so much snow. It's time to taste what you wrote there. Right, God will not help you here. Grace is so my dear. Grace. So, my ear. It's a holiday in Cambodia. It's tough kids, but it's life. It's a holiday in Cambodia. Don't forget to pack a wife. Star of speech, you suck like a leech. You want everyone to act like you. Kiss the ass for your bitch so you can get a rich. Well, you'll work harder with a gun in your back for a bowl of rice today. Slaveless soldiers kill your stars and your head is seared on a stake. Now you can know where people are won. Now you can know where they get things done. What?
Stinger. Stinger. We use Stinger.
Can I kick you in the head? Will that help?
Sure!